December 28, 1921. Fears of Louisa. Jesus gives her peace. Louisa wants Jesus to do her will. I was feeling very afflicted, and with such oppression that I felt I was dying, because of certain things which it is not necessary to write here. Now, my sweet Jesus, on coming, took me in his arms in order to sustain me and give me strength. And then, all sweetness and goodness, told me, my daughter, what is it, what is it? You oppress yourself too much, and I don't want it. And I, my Jesus, help me, do not abandon me in so much bitterness. What oppresses me the most is that I feel a volitional rise within me, which would want to say to you, this time you will do my will, not I yours. The mere thought of this gives me death. Oh, how true it is that your will is life. But the circumstances push me. Oh, please, help me. And I burst into tears. And Jesus, letting his hands be wet by my tears and squeezing me more, added, my daughter, courage, do not fear, I am all for you. Do you see how beautiful my hands are, beaded with the tears of one who fears not doing my will? Not one of them fell to the ground. Now listen and calm yourself, I will do what you want, but not because you want it. Rather, as if I myself wanted it. Aren't you happy? After all, a little suspension of your state is necessary. I have no one to whom to entrust you. Who could do it? They have their hearts covered with an iron armor. My voices are neither listened to, nor understood. The sins are horrendous, the sacrileges enormous. The scourges are already at the doors of the city, there will be great mortality. Therefore, a little suspension of your state, which prevents the course of my justice, is needed. You will give me free time to come, and I, withdrawing, without making you go out of my will give you all that you need. I remained embittered more than ever, because of many other things that Jesus told me regarding our sad times, though calm, because he assured me that he would not let me go out of his will. But the following day my queen mama came, and bringing little baby Jesus to me, she placed him in my arms and told me, my daughter, hold him tightly, don't let him go. If you knew what he wants to do, pray him, pray him. Prayer in his will enraptures him and chains him, at least some of the scourges would be held back. After she said this, she disappeared, and I returned to the tragic doubt that I might have induced Jesus to do my will.